From Washington, this is VOA News. The father of a Jordanian pilot captured by the Islamic State pleads for his son's safe return. And Somali militants kill four people in a raid on an African Union base in Somalia's capital. I'm Michael Lippin. The father of a Jordanian fighter pilot captured by Islamic State militants in Syria is pleading with a rebel group for his son's safe return. The father urged the militant group to treat Jordanian First Lieutenant Mu'ath al-Qasa Esbey as a guest and allow him to return to his wife and mother, adding that we are all Muslims. Islamic State militants captured the pilot on Wednesday after his F-16 jet crashed near the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in northern Syria. He had been flying the jet as part of a U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. In another development, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider Abadi and his Turkish counterpart Ahmet Davutoglu announced an agreement to expand cooperation in combating Islamic State militants. Speaking after talks in the Turkish capital Ankara on Thursday, Mr. Abadi said Iraq and Turkey will collaborate on intelligence, weapons, and training. The African Union mission in Somalia says al-Shabaab militants have attacked an AU peacekeeping base on the edge of the Mogadishu International Airport, killing four people. The AU mission, known as AMISOM, said in a statement that al-Shabaab fighters, some dressed in Somali National Army uniforms, raided the compound at around midday on Thursday. It said a battle ensued at the base. Three AU soldiers and a civilian contractor were killed, along with five of the attackers. Another three al-Shabaab militants were captured. AMISOM said it later regained control. Al-Shabaab said its fighters targeted a Christmas party at the base. You're listening to VOA News. People around the world have been celebrating Christmas, one of the holiest days of the year for Christians who commemorate the birth of Jesus on December 25th. Pope Francis gave his second annual Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square. In his address, he denounced attacks on Christians and other minorities by Islamic State militants who seized large parts of Syria and Iraq this year.
A lui, Salvatore del mondo.
He said, I ask the Savior of the world to look upon our brothers and sisters in Iraq and Syria who for too long now have suffered the effects of ongoing conflict and who are among several ethnic and religious groups suffering a brutal persecution. The Pope called for peace in other conflict zones such as Ukraine, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic. He also condemned last week's Taliban militant attack on a Pakistani school in which 150 people were killed, mostly students. The Palestinian Authority also is hosting Christmas celebrations in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Robert Berger was in Manger Square and reports for VOA.
Bells at the Church of the Nativity summoned the faithful to the little town of Bethlehem. Pilgrims came from all over the world to worship at the ancient grotto where tradition says Jesus was born. Stefana Zacevic came from Belgrade in Serbia.
It was very spiritual for me and wonderful, giving, sharing, really beautiful. I can feel the Christmas spirit. I felt really blessed, and I'm very happy that I'm here.
It was a low turnout this Christmas in the wake of the 50-day war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. A ceasefire has been mostly holding since the violence ended 4 months ago, but tourism to the Holy Land has not recovered. In his Christmas message, Latin Patriarch Fuad Tawal urged Jews, Muslims, and Christians to live in peace in the Holy Land. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
American comedy film The Interview debuted in U.S. theaters on Thursday, a week after its producer Sony Pictures initially suspended its release in the country due to threats of violence from hackers. One of the film's co-stars, Seth Rogen, and co-director Evan Goldberg appeared at a midnight screening of the movie in Los Angeles and thanked fans for their support. The Interview is about two journalists recruited by U.S. intelligence to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea has condemned the movie. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.